Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. And today we're going to continue our conversation about the different continua, there's your word again, of personality traits that we're talking about this week. And today we're going to talk about proactivity versus reactivity, but remind us again why we're even talking about personality.
I was just going to say that too. So remind, however, why we talk about personality because we study personality theory to explain why our species behaves the way it does. And why individuals behave the way they do.
Right.
Why we make the decisions we make, why we act the way we do. And so personality explains that.
Right.
And it begins with, in the early days of our lives, with temperament.
Right. Okay. It starts with temperament.
Right. We talk about a child's temperament. Some children are easy, some are difficult.
Right.
And then it gradually, through environmental influences, shapes into our personality,
right?
Which can change a little over time, but there are some basic personality traits that don't change very much across a lifetime, and that's the sorts of things we're talking about this week.
Right.
Are the kinds of personality traits that don't change much over time.
Right,
they're pretty much the same at age 10 or 11 as they would be at 40 or 45.
Right, you know, I like to think of it as, you know, if you. Because we think about IQ in the same way, intelligence. You're sort of, if we think about the spectrum of IQ or spectrum of any of these characteristics that we're talking about, you're sort of born at a particular, within a particular range.
Right.
Some people are born at the higher range or on the range to the right, and other people are born on the lower range or towards the left. And while you're born at a particular place, perhaps, your overall capacity for that particular characteristic is going to be with a range around
that place. Yeah, right.
So you know, an example I use with my students is if you're born with everything intact and you basically have an average IQ, an IQ of 100,
right.
Life experiences and life opportunities and things like that is going to shift your IQ just a little bit, but it's still going to be within, you know, 90 to 110 or so.
It's going to be in that range.
You may never have, you know, if you're born with that capacity, you may never have an IQ of 130.
Right, right.
And barring some injury or something like that, you'll never have an IQ of 70.
Right.
So you have this sort of range, and that's where the idea of nature versus nurture kind of interact.
Right.
It's not one or the other. It's an interaction of the two.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And personality is the same way. And so our experiences reinforce and help mold some of some of these traits and characteristics. And again, today we're going to talk about proactivity versus reactivity. Mm-hmm. And when we think about proactivity, what we're talking about is the perspective that change begins and occurs from within.
Right.
Now, this is different than what we talked about in episode 19 of freedom versus determinism, where it's, you know, sort of this idea of, you know, you have the freedom to make changes if you want to, or changes are predetermined. It's different than that.
Right.
What we're talking about here is that how much control we have over the type of change we make. And so we have, you know, the capacity within ourselves to make change or to behave or function in a particular way versus reactivity, whereas we behave and problem solve and engage in things based upon what's going on outside of us.
That's right. And if you think of your friends, think of the friends and family, start with that, you know that some are they're very reactive to their environment.
Right.
You know, they're very sensitive to what other people think of them. They're very sensitive to what people know about them.
Mm-hmm.
So they become highly reactive to environmental events. And environmental events, hurricanes.
Right.
Okay. There were some people who were absolutely devastated by hurricanes.
Right.
Okay? Other people said, okay, we'll clean up the mess and keep going. Right. So that's a good example of those mm-hmm. who are hyperreactive and those who... So think of your friends and family and think about where are they on this spectrum of proactive versus reactive?
Right. Mm-hmm. So to use some terms that we've used in other podcasts and other forums is the idea of internal locus of control versus external locus of control. A proactive person is going to see themselves as having more of an internal locus of control,
right.
meaning that I'm responsible for what I'm doing and how I perform. And a person with external locus of control is more reactive.
That's right.
So let's think about, the classic example of this is, failing a test in mm-hmm. school. Mm-hmm. And so if you fail a test in school, you're going to potentially respond in one of two ways. You're either going to say, you know what, I should have studied harder. I know mm-hmm. I can do better than that.
It's my responsibility
to fix this.
Under my control.
Right.
And I will do the things that I need to do to fix this.
Right. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, a person with an external locus of control is going to say, well, you know what, we had people over last night mm-hmm. and I didn't get to study. And, the teacher just really picked questions that weren't fair because they were just too difficult. They weren't part of the study guide. I don't know why that they... And so... As you see, the idea is that the rationale or the explanation or the justification for behavior or experiences are placed outside of the person. They're placed on somebody else.
And once you've made that decision for yourself,
mm-hmm. right.
whether it's your fault or somebody else's fault, if you take responsibility for it, then you will behave in such a way to take control of it. If you blame somebody else, if it's outside your control, you may not do anything about it
right.
because you may feel that it's beyond your ability to do anything about it.
Right.
And that's where it becomes important for the behavior that you eventually decide to do.
Right. Right. So, I think that with that example, it's often seen that, okay, so the proactive side maybe is a little bit better, more positive, more...
Right.
Psychologically healthy mm-hmm. than the reactive side. But let's use another example because I think another example demonstrates
right. the opposite.
And let's think about depression.
Mm-hmm.
Depression, what we often see from people with depression is that they have what we call cognitive distortions. And so they say, I'm always a failure. I will never get any better.
Mm-hmm.
Things always... I will never be able to be as good as this person or as happy as this person
right.
or as competent as this person. And so there is that internal aspect of that,
right.
But it's unhealthy. It's negative and it's self-damaging versus, when we are a little more healthy, we may say, look, there's these positive things happening around
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Despite how I feel about myself, these other people keep coming up and talking to me, so I have this external reinforcement, and they wouldn't come up and talk to me unless I was worthy of them talking
right.
to. So we have, this idea that there is a pathological end to either side
mm-hmm.
of this continuum.
Right. And then you have those people who don't respond very much to environmental
right.
events, which is also a problem. I mean, catastrophes,
right.
Even a death in the family. Some people, it doesn't seem to bother them.
Right.
And they don't even react the way everybody else is reacting.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a problem.
Right.
So, we always say that when we talk about the continuum of a personality trait, it's not a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
It's just two ends of a spectrum, and you have to decide where you are on that
right.
spectrum, because that will determine how you think about what happens in your life, and more importantly, what you're going to do about it.
Right. So, and I think that that's a great place for us to, as we're wrapping up for
mm-hmm.
for today, when we can understand where we fall on
right.
this spectrum, on this continuum, it helps us explain or it helps us better understand how we're going to respond to things and how
mm-hmm.
we're going to make improvements and changes and,
right.
and things in our life.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that change begins from within and you are in control of you versus if you believe that things happen from the outside and, I will do better if I have that reinforcement.
Right.
And little ones especially oftentimes need that external reinforcement. Then you can set yourself up in a in scenarios that's going to work best for you.
That's right.
If you need that external reinforcement, then you need to set yourself up in a situation to where you are receiving that external reinforcement.
Right.
If you are more internal or more on the proactive end, you need to maybe make sure that you spend some time meditating and spending time alone so that you can do some self-reflection and go through things on your own to build yourself up and to strengthen yourself psychologically for things that you have coming up and things you have to do.
That's right. Yeah, not so much I'm stuck where I am,
right,
but rather what do I do about the kind of person that I am?
Right.
And that's the important issue here.
Yeah. Yeah, so whichever end, wherever you fall on that continuum, there are things that you can do to help reinforce and to help continue and promote healthy development and healthy reactions and interactions with the world.
Right.
So, all right. Well, I think that's it today.
That's good for today.
Yeah.
We'll move on tomorrow to another topic.
We will. Tomorrow's episode is going to be on homeostasis versus heterostasis.
Right.
And so that'll be an interesting conversation. So we will be back then.
Back tomorrow.
So until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.